Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man.
The unmistakable Spider-Man theme there from the animated version of the Marvel Comics character. Spider-Man originally appeared in comic book form in 1962. So think about that one. He's 53 years old and still catching the bad guys for fun.
I thought you were going to say still wearing tights.
Brenda, well, from one musical theme to another, and believe it or not, there is a connection to both of these institutions. Spider-Man on the one hand, and then the other, Everton Football Club.
It's a grand old team to play for. It's a grand old team to support. And if you know your history, it's enough to make your heart go. Oh, we don't care what the rest.
It's a grand old team to play for Everton, and he's a grand old character, Mr. Spider-Man. And believe it or not, the connection between the two is sitting in the RTÉ studios in Cork right now. He's one of Ireland's top illustrators, a man who is contracted by Marvel Comics to draw Spider-Man, and contracted by Everton to draw, well, Everton. Will Sliney, thank you indeed for joining us. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon to you, Marty.
So have you always been a fan of superheroes? And by the way, by superheroes, I'm referring to Spider-Man and not Everton.
Well, I don't think Everton would categorise that at the moment as well, the way they're playing, unfortunately. But yeah, I was. I used to love all the cartoons when I was younger, the kind of Saturday morning shows that were on, you know.
So how did all this happen for you?
I just kept the interest in illustration as I grew older, and when I was in college I started to realise that you could actually do these kind of comic book jobs for work. So I just basically started applying to the American companies and slowly started breaking into that industry, which then led to the Everton one long, long after it.
And I mean, in terms of drawing and drawing for Spider-Man, just put me through the process here. I mean, do they contact you from America? Give me the gist of what happens.
Sure. Well, everything is done from home, which is handy because I'm based down in Ballycotton. So I have to do a 20-page issue every month, and every month a new issue will come out. So there's a pretty kind of a strict deadline, and it basically kind of works out that I have to draw a page a day. And I'll get the script in then at the start of the month, from which is approved by Marvel, and that kind of outlines what I have to draw for them.
And can you put your own interpretation on it, or are you kind of have to work within certain parameters?
I think the closest thing to it really would be if a director was given a film script. I mean, we have to follow the story and we have to tell the story in the best possible way, but how we tell it then is up to ourselves. And of course, there are characters and elements to, let's say, the Marvel Universe, which have been around since, like, let's say Spider-Man's costume hasn't changed much since the 60s. So you have to stay true to whatever the character has themselves.
Now, obviously, Spider-Man is 52, almost 53 years of age. So probably hundreds of illustrators have drawn Spider-Man over the years. But I presume you must work in the sense of specific criteria. You can't go off on a tangent.
Yeah, well, you do get to have your own style. Like, you will be able to recognise an artist by the way that they draw them. But of course, you know, you have to respect the title that's there. You have to respect the costume, and you have to draw him, you know, doing the same kind of things that he has always done.
How many illustrators are there in Ireland?
Doing full-time comics, not much, to be honest with you. I mean, there was none a few years ago, but what's going to happen now that the door has opened with thanks to the internet, like, there's about six or seven of us working full-time now, and you're talking about, you know, from going from that many that were interested in working into it, whereas you'll have hundreds of kids now coming in with portfolios, and the next kind of group of them are starting to break in now as well.
I presume there's a huge difference between illustration, which is what you do, and animation.
Definitely. And that kind of mistake, it's made loads and loads of times. And basically, the simple difference is that the animations are the illustrations that are put together so that they move, which is, and the animation industry is obviously huge here. I mean, I think everyone in the last week has heard about Tom Moore and his Oscar nomination.
Yes.
And things, so, which is fantastic.
Christopher Berg, when you were a wee small boy, did you read comics?
Dandy. Beano.
Dandy.
Yeah, so Desperate
did,
Dan.
So did I.
Minnie the Minx, the Bash Street Kids. They were the best. But I have great respect for people who can actually draw. I can sing a little bit, but I cannot draw to save my life.
Yeah.
Amazing, I just don't have that gift.
Well, you certainly can sing, in fairness, Mr. Park. you've got a great gift. Is there good money in illustration, Will, or is it just kind of freelance, obviously? And
well, I've been full-time in it now for a good few years, and obviously there's different companies, you know, when you start out, it can be kind of tough, like any job, but you rise through the industry. And I mean, like, Marvel are one of the biggest publishers in the world right now, so when you get there, you know, you can make a decent living in it. But it's one of those things, it's the same like you were talking about making it in singing as well, like, you know, you got to put in all the hard years beforehand, sending in your portfolio, things like that, before you break in. But for anyone who does, you know, it's a real passion project for them.
Tell us about the Everton connection. How did that come about?
Yeah, basically through social media, through Twitter. I think the Everton club kind of saw that there was a Spider-Man artist working for Marvel that was an Everton fan. So I think that was a rare enough combination anyway. And it came at a time when they were thinking about doing basically a kind of a Roy of the Rovers style comic based on Everton's previous month. So they contacted me, and of course I was delighted because I've been going over to the Everton games for a long time, and it was just a great way to kind of get to know the people inside in the club there, and of course to get to draw those players.
Absolutely. Well, you obviously have a great gift to be able to draw at that level.
I just
level.
Think it's amazing, Will, that you can do it all and deal with an international company, and you can do it all from Ballycotton and make your living there. Doing something as professional as that, you don't have to uproot everything and go and kind of knock on doors. It's amazing, really.
Yeah, well, I think that's just one of the things that I do like people to know, and that because it must have been a lot harder for artists in Ireland years and years past, whereas, like, it's I think around the age of 14 or 15, you'll find a lot of kids who are really, really into drawing. They kind of drop it away and they don't really see that there's a future in it. But all those doors have opened now, because it really doesn't matter where you are. You send your image over the email, and that's as simple as it is to send the work in.
Now, you're joining us today because I know you're involved in a major exhibition of comic books coming to your home city of Cork in a couple of months' time, in April, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, April 25th in Mahon Point. And it's just kind of basically a celebration of all of the Irish illustrators and writers that have broken into the industry. And it's kind of a mix of showing people, you know, what's actually out there, and more importantly, kind of it's for people to come along to the expo and for them to actually to understand how they themselves can get their own illustrations in front of the bigger companies, because that's essentially what this industry kind of is about. Like, it's always about the new talent coming along, and they can kind of anybody can bring along their drawings to kind of get advice and how to either just to improve them, or if they're good enough, just how who to send them to and how they can break into the industry then themselves.
Now, it's a recruitment fair, I understand, and
well,
am I right?
I wouldn't go as far as saying that. It's just that's just kind of the way that the industry actually works, because it's quite small, despite the hundreds of books that are brought out every month and the big numbers that they do. Like, it's just there's a community in each kind of country, really, of artists and illustrators who all kind of tend to know each other, and that's kind of where the important thing, that you'll find a lot of comic book writers and a lot of comic book artists, and the best thing these things do is they tend to put these people together, and between the two of them they can then go out and create their own books, just to even start like that.
And in terms of the future, I mean, with so much Twitter, WhatsApp, everything is immediate now. Do you see a future for comic books?
Yeah, absolutely. They've grown massively in the last few years. And I think it's a combination of the movies, which everyone, of course, knows they're doing huge business now. And the fact that, just like you said, you can do any illustration you do can be, you know, shared around the world straight away. So I think this is the most direct form of storytelling that can take advantage of that, because it's quite an easy way to tell a full story with both pictures and word story, of course.
You know, we might be a small island on the periphery of Europe, but when you're producing such talent like Krista Borg and Nadia Ford, who's joining us in London, and in a different sphere altogether, people like yourself, Will Sliney, you'd be proud of us Irish, really, wouldn't you?
Us trailblazers.
It's a great country to look at from a distance, I can tell you,
yeah.
Because it's a little island drifting off into the Western Atlantic, and you just think, God, there's an awful lot of great, great things. Of sportsmen, writers, some of the greatest writers in the English language come from Ireland, the poets. It's an amazing little place.
Absolutely.
I love it here.
Absolutely. The voice of Krista Borg, Will Sliney, illustrator with Spider-Man and Everton in our Cork studios. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.